Hi, this is Larry Connolly, Associate Editor for American City and County Magazine. I'm speaking today to Bob Salem, Education Initiatives Director in the Office of the Mayor in Omaha, Nebraska. She is here to talk about Omaha's participation in the CHAMP program, which stands for Cities Combating Hunger Through After School Meal Program. The program, coordinated through the National League of Cities, is designed to help reduce childhood hunger. Ms. Fayol, thank you for talking to us today.
Yes, thank you.
So, is childhood hunger an issue in Omaha? How many children in the city could be affected?
Well, yes, I think it is an issue in most, if not all, cities. Omaha is located in Douglas County, and of the children living in Douglas County, 1 in 5 live in homes struggling with food insecurity, meaning that there is limited or uncertain availability of nutritious and safe food. And in Omaha, food insecurity affects over 26,000 children each day. These children are not hungry because of a lack of food and nutritional programs, but because their families and community organizations lack knowledge about how to access resources. And as far as how many children could be affected, Omaha Public Schools is the largest school district in Douglas County, serving more than 50,000 students. Over 70% are eligible for free or reduced lunch, a rate that has continued to rise over the last 10 years. The Omaha Public Schools District has 85 school buildings, with most at or above 50% free and reduced lunch enrollment. Our initial focus with the CHAMP grant is on out-of-school time programs serving these students, and our first short-term goal is to connect 3,000 OPS students with after-school meals.
Okay. What kind of programs does the city, after-school feeding programs, does the city have now?
What kind of programs?
Yes.
Well, there are already some programs that are receiving, some out-of-school time programs that are receiving meals. Some are just receiving the federally subsidized snack. But what we want to do here in Omaha is to really increase access and availability to other programs that may be eligible but just don't know it.
Mm-hmm. How did Omaha become involved in the CHAMP program?
Well, Omaha Mayor Jim Settle is very active and supportive of the National League of Cities and the work that they do to strengthen and support cities. And our involvement with the CHAMP initiative started with an invitation from National League of Cities to submit a proposal to be selected to attend a National League of Cities Leadership Academy to learn more about the newly expanded federal after-school meal program and how to increase access and participation in this program. And so Omaha was selected to attend the Leadership Academy and then subsequently invited to submit a proposal for technical assistance and grant funding as part of the National CHAMP initiative to reduce childhood hunger. And this was a competitive process, and we're very happy to have been selected.
Okay. So the my understanding is that the CHAMP initiative, that particular program, ends in December. What do you hope or expect to happen then in Omaha?
Well, the work that we're going to be doing here locally will be sustained by Mayor Settle and staff working in collaboration with existing coalitions. Our proposal and the work that we're doing here is not just being done by the mayor's office, but it's a joint proposal and collaborative effort between the mayor's office, Hunger Free Heartland, which is a public-private nonprofit coalition dedicated to eliminating hunger, and Collective for Youth, which is an out-of-school time intermediary organization that creates partnerships and develops leadership that supports quality out-of-school time programming. And so together, all of us working, we want to help our community take advantage of funding opportunities and work in collaboration to alleviate the hunger problem. And so you are right, this is a very short grant period. It ends in December. And one of the lasting effects of this grant is that agencies will have, you know, if we do our job right and inform agencies, then they will have the knowledge to continue to access federal funding for meals.
Okay. Well, in general, why is addressing childhood hunger issues important?
Well, if children do not get food, then we're not doing our job. We have an obligation to treat our children right. And if a child is hungry, they can't develop physically, behaviorally, emotionally, or academically. And poverty hunger often leads to obesity, and this country has the worst obesity of any developed country, and we have an obligation to address it and the associated health care costs.
Mm-hmm. Why should city governments be involved in these kinds of efforts?
And that's a good question. Certainly not to dictate, but to be part of the public-private nonprofit partnership that empowers people to lift themselves up. We're not trying with this to feed people necessarily, but trying to help people access healthy, nutritious food themselves. We solve little when we act alone, and we know that hunger is linked to education, behavioral health, crime, and poverty, and these are all issues that city government leaders should be concerned about.
Okay. Well, as someone who's been involved in these kinds of efforts, do you have any advice for other city officials facing these issues?
I would just imagine that all cities are facing this issue on some level, and I think that the most important advice I could give, you know, we're in the beginning stages of this work here, but I think the advice I could give from Omaha is to build grassroots coalitions that include providers, city leaders, and community residents. I know Mayor Settle believes we need to continue to work together to connect needs with opportunities. Often we have the resources, the problem is in the distribution, and so it's important to figure out how to connect the dots. And I also think that, you know, through this work, I hope that we're able to share what we learn in this process with other cities once we're done.
Well, Ms. Farrell, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Yes, thank you.